We are up to Simen Tafresh Nun Tes. We will be doing that as well as the first Sif of Tafresh Samach. Mitzim Beis Svarim, two Sifrei Torah are taken out. This is referring to the first day of Sukkot. Barishan Karim Shor Oy Kesev, a Parshas Emor. In the first Sefer Torah, Shor Oy Kesev is leaned. This is the same Kriya for the first and second day of Sukkot. Ubasheni Kara Hamafter Karbonis HaMusafim Ubachamisha Asal HaChodesh HaShvi. And for the Mafter, you lay in Bachamisha Asal HaChodesh HaShvi, also both days. But Umafter, this is only for the first day of Yontif. B'Zacharya Hine Yoim Bo. If it's a weekday, then if Yontif falls on a weekday, so you have five Kruim in the first Sefer Torah, and Shabbos seven. And by the way, then the Mishnah Berurah mentions that you'll also lay in Shabbos afternoon in Vizay Sabracha. The second Sefer Torah is put next to the first one after the first five Aliyahs, or the first seven if it's Shabbos. Kaddish is said, and then they lay in from the second one. Now what happens if in the second one they accidentally lained on, they lay in the wrong day, they lay in by Yom HaSheni, so the halacha is you stop even in the middle of it. You have to go back and lane from Bachamisha Aser. The one place where you don't have to relane is if you skip just the pasuk of Bachamisha Aser itself. The Mishnah Berurah says that that is not li'ikuva. The ikur is the karbonis, and that pasuk is not discussing the karbonis. Why is the haftarah in a yom bo? Because that is mentioned, that has mention of it, of Sukkot. And Yontif Sheni, we'll see that the Haftorah is Vayikor Halu, that was the Chanukas HaBayis in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, which took place Sukkot's time. Tofresh Samach. Noagim Lahalo Sefer Torah Ulahakifa Pamachas B'chol Yom. The minig is that we put a Sefer Torah on the Bima, or someone holds it by the Bima, and we go around it one time every day. Uvashvi Makifan also Zayin Pamim. And on the seventh day, which is Hoshana Rabbah, we go around it seven times. Zecher LeMikdash. They are both Zecher LeMikdash. Then in the Beis HaMikdash also, they went around the Mizbeach one time every day. And on Hoshana Rabbah, seven times. The reason why the Bima takes the place of the Mizbeach, because the Kriya Satorah, the Chazal tell us, the Kriya of the Karbanis takes the place of the Hakravas HaKarbanis. Now, which way do you go? So the people, the halacha is that you're always supposed to go to your right. The people in the front are supposed to turn around because they're going to face the bima as they go to the bima. For them, the right side will therefore be to their right, which is going to end up being counterclockwise. The shliach tzibur, who doesn't turn around, he is going to be facing mizrach. He's actually going to start off going to his left side. But since the halacha is that he's supposed to go around together with everybody else, he therefore too has to go counterclockwise. And this is lamaisa. Whenever we do hakafis, we go counterclockwise. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not take the arava on Shabbos either, and therefore we're going to see that on Shabbos there is no hakafi here either. So let's go further. Hago motzin zayin sifrei Torah al abima leyom hashvi. The Rama brings the minig of on Hoshana Rabbah taking out seven sifrei Torah. V'yesh mekoma shemotzin kol sifrei Torah shebeheichol. And the more common minig today is that they take out all the sifrei Torah. V'achi nogim emdinas elu. Shoyu makifin es hamizbeach v'hakafis letzad yamin. Ubishabis ein makifin. The ein motzin sefer Torah labima. We don't take out a sefer Torah either, but we open up the Aron Kodesh and we say Hoshanas.